Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ben Grauer speaking. We interrupt our interwebs broadcast of the preliminary fights now to present a surprise. The seventh round of this battle between Butch Malarkey and Wildflower McGurk will be announced by Miss Susan Tithenwither, president of the Society for the Prevention of Prize Fights, who will attempt to make you realize what a sordid sport boxing really is. Here we are at the ringside between the sixth and seventh rounds. And here's Miss Tithenwither. Take it away, Susie.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience. And it is a great concession on my part to refer to you, who listen to a broadcast describing the brutal sport of prize fighting, as ladies and gentlemen. I come to you tonight representing the Society for the Prevention of Prize Fights, and through my eyes and my words, I hope to make you realize what a dull, sordid, cruel, brutal, and uninteresting affair a prize fight really is. I never saw one before, so you know I am not prejudiced. The seventh inning is about to begin. Eh? Beg pardon? I am informed I should have said the seventh round. That bell you just heard was a signal for those two hulking brutes to rush to the center of the stage and start pounding each other viciously. And that is just what they are doing. One has just knocked the other down, the horrid creature. But he seems to be getting up. The men are striking each other horribly, and not content with using their fists, I believe hidden knives have been brought into play. I just overheard a terrible person shout, "Uppercut him, Butch!" Isn't it disgusting? There! It served him right. One man just knocked the other down again. I don't know just who it was, but it really doesn't matter. It's dreadfully dull. Really. How anyone could have any interest in this sort of thing when there are symphony concerts, talks on the care of babies, and other cultural attractions is beyond me. I beg pardon? Oh, yes. About this brutal exhibition. One of the men is lying on the floor, and the umpire is counting over him. I can't tell you who it is, because I don't know one from another. Yes. I have been asked to tell you that Butch Malarkey is wearing blue, trousers, and the other person, Mr. Wildflower McGurk, is wearing green, trousers. I'm not sure which one is lying down, because I happen to be a bit colorblind. But it doesn't matter. He is getting up, and again, the two brutes are belaboring each other. Splinted! Splendid! The man who was lying on the floor has just knocked the other man down. I understand it's Mr. Malarkey. Mr. Malarkey hit him again. Bravo, Mr. Malarkey! I must admit, Mr. Malarkey is much the more cultured of the two. In appearance, I mean. Now they are both on their feet and exchanging blows. I must admit, they show a certain courage. I believe they want to be friends. They have their arms around each other. Oh, that other person on the platform has separated them and they are striking each other again. Sit down in front! I can't see! Splendid, Mr. Malarkey! Splendid! Much as I am opposed to prize fights, I cannot help but admire the rugged courage of Mr. Malarkey. Oh, excellent. Mr. Malarkey just knocked Mr. McGurk to the floor with a resounding blow on the old schnozzle. Sit on him, Mr. Malarkey! Sit on him! Don't let him get up! Ah, he is getting up. Down in front! Now they're in the center of the ring. It's a great fight, folks. A great fight. They're trading long, rapier-like lefts. I mean rights. Oh, dear. Where have I heard that before? It's terrible. Terrible. I can't see a thing for that big man in front of me. Sit down. What do you think you are? Cellophane? Oh, just look at them. Butch just biffed him a good one. Just as I thought. Wildflower McGurk is a brute. The man next to me said he is given to striking rabbits. He's a rabbit puncher, the man said. Come on, Butch. Come on, Butch. Get in there, boy. That's it. Biff, bang, biff. He's hitting him. He's winning. Our Butch is winning, folks. He's hitting the wildflower with everything but the water bucket. Get in there and fight, you big palooka! Get in there and fight! Yay! The wildflower is flat on his face! The umpire is counting over him. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10! Whoopee! Butch Malarkey wins!
And there you have it, folks, another knockout episode of the Inexplicable Dumb Show Summer Rep Series. This episode features the vocal talents of Kristen James as Miss Susan Tithenwither. This is Ben Grauer wishing you all a good night and a pleasant tomorrow. This is the IDS, the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality WAV files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnitude. We are not evil.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.